This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Simple question today to start. What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. Glad to be back after a couple of days for the 4th of July holiday. And I have a question for you right out of the chute. How are you feeling? What do you feel today? Does it feel like just a tish better than it might if we had a President Hillary Clinton and her Supreme Court nominee announced last night at the White House? Just a tish? Just a little bit better? You aren't getting caught up in the noise and all the hysteria. All right, don't do that at all. Just savor what this means for everything we believe in, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. That the Constitution matters. That the Constitution is our guide. That our Constitution is the roadmap for everything. And, you know, when you hear the left scream and holler and hoot and holler and what do they say? It'll overturn Roe v. Wade. Oh, they'll do this, and they're going to do this. They're going to take away that. No, what they're meaning in reverse is that if their justice was on the Supreme Court, if Hillary Clinton was putting her pick on the Supreme Court, they would have that promise, right? Because the Constitution means nothing. They see the Supreme Court really as a, you know, justification of the ends to the means, and that's the tool, that's the path to get what they want through the Supreme Court. Not that a justice goes there to interpret the law and say, what does the Constitution provide here? Does this pass muster? I mean, that very basic, simple premise, which the Founding Fathers, in all of their genius, here in this great country that we are all blessed beyond belief to be a resident of, think about that. Just being born here is the ultimate blessing. It's the lotto times 100. You can't get any better than this. You really can't. Being born here, being able to be in this country because of the Founding Fathers and what they envisioned for it, what they set out for a roadmap. Oh my gosh, this is like a goosebump moment, folks. It should be for you. You should be feeling that level of euphoria. But I want to know. I want to know. And be honest. If it isn't that, you can tell us why. Okay? 800-228-0550. That's my overwhelming question for you today on this momentous Tuesday, day after the president announces Brett Kavanaugh as his Supreme Court nominee. I was in rugby last night making my way to Antler, which I'll talk about in a moment here. And I happened to notice, I was at a restaurant, and a service station, convenience store, okay? So I don't have a lot of evidence, but my perception was that in rugby, present company included, by the way, John Seal and his sister Sherry last night were our guests at dinner at the Cottage Cafe, nice little restaurant along Highway 2 in Rugby, and had a great meal there and great conversation, wonderful people. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about the fact that after our dinner that this pick was going to happen. And wondering, you know, which way it would go out of the four and all of that. But around you, you just sort of notice a lot of folks sort of just, I don't know, going through the motions. Certainly not wondering what's going to happen. Yet it impacts everything in their future. I hope more people care. I hope more people understand. I hope more people are paying attention. I hope more people realize the magnitude of that decision than not, because that did strike me a little bit like, gosh, this is a big deal. This is a really big deal. And I know some people just see it as politics, whatever, but boy, oh boy, when you think of the blood, sweat, and tears spilled by our founders for what we have, we ought to, at a minimum, care, pay attention, wonder, participate. That's my take. Here's how you join the conversation today. We'd be curious of your feelings on this day. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd today, but not me. The reason you can't text me is I'm in Antler, North Dakota. And actually, if I was in Antler, you could text me, but I'm north of Antler at the Antler Memorial Park. And it is a beautiful location, beautiful. I mean, literally inches from Canada, a beautiful little stream strolling by me here, some rocks, and a wonderful
And apparently not infected by a cell tower is what you're saying?
Right, exactly. It's not infected by a cell tower. So, now, miraculously, they've put a nice little Wi-Fi in, which allows us to broadcast today, but no cell service. So text Todd at 701-367-2054. Oh, that's mine.
Yeah, never mind. You never text yourself, so I get that.
You can use that for me any other day. 701-226-8503 would be Todd's cell. 701-226-8503. Through the miracle of radio, I'll get your text, but I'll get them from Todd. See how that works? So, just text us there. Or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. But do want to hear from you today, and tell me what you're feeling. How do you feel? I really want to know how you feel. Are you grasping this moment? And thank you, Donald Trump. Maybe we don't say that enough, but thank you, Donald Trump. And for anybody that says, well, Donald Trump, wait a minute. Donald Trump ran for president with an unprecedented level of transparency about what he believed. And one of them on the Supreme Court, when they said, who would you appoint to the Supreme Court? And he said, I would appoint justices like Scalia and Thomas. All right, he told you. Then a little while later, he put out a list of 20-some names. Here's the names that I'll pick from. Don't you think Donald Trump deserves credit for having a level of transparency before the election? Here is who I will pick. And on this election, he had 4 finalists. We knew who they were. We knew everything about them. Man, I don't know how you can do anything other than say, that's great. That's a level of transparency I'd like from whoever I vote for anything. Completely respect that and think it's fantastic. Why are we an antler? Well, let's tell you a little bit about that. So the Antler Outlaws are a group of folks that built a beautiful park. And evidently this park was a big deal many, 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 many years ago. And it sort of fell into, I don't know, it was overgrown and just not much in the way of upkeep. And so the Antler Outlaws built it up again, fixed it up, and it's beautiful. They have a rodeo grounds over here. They have a picnic shelter. They have, and tonight they're having a big celebration. It's a free, yes, I said free, steak, yes, I said steak, dinner, free steak dinner. Two of my favorite words in the English language right there, Todd, free and steak, you know what I'm saying? So tonight, from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Antler Memorial Park, they're having a little free steak dinner. And it's something that is a bit of a tradition here they've done where they invite folks. Governor Doug Burgum will be here tonight, and the governor will take questions from the audience and chat with folks and be available to visit here, which is, I think, wonderful. And others have been invited as well, so they'll be up here and taking part in all of this, and you can ask your questions of them. The Botno and Renville County Farm Bureau put this on every year. They have a number of sponsors that have come together to do that. We're going to talk to some of those sponsors today on the program, so we look forward to visiting with them a little bit about what's happening up this way. I was just talking to Pete Arts, and he was telling me that the crop is just unbelievable everywhere here. And, of course, it isn't much in North Dakota. You hear just some extraordinary things, so that is that's pretty darn neat. So come see us tonight. We'd love to see you here. And again, Antler Memorial Park, if you Google it up, you'll get the address, and it'll point you right here, just a little bit north of Antler, and you can take in all the fun and have a little fun with us today. I thought you'd like this, Todd. I'll post this on Facebook later, but there was a historical marker that I stumbled on this morning in my walk around Antler Park. And it is marking the spot of a momentous event on September 17th, 1916. That tells you how long this place has been around. Have you heard about the historical marker in Antler?
Not sure I have.
Memorial Park? Okay. Maybe others haven't as well, so let me tell you a little bit about it. On this exact spot, in the afternoon of September 17th, 1916, a marital argument was won by the husband. Right there. There you go. So,
has there been one since?
I don't think so. That's why you need historical markers. This is the reason for these.
Do we know the particulars of this argument? Because we'd like to know when we win one, we like to be able to document that and know what we did so that we can win future ones.
I'll search the archives to see if we can get any guidance on future efforts. Good idea. One other little bit of news here that I should share with you that is new today from Axios. Axios is a online news organization, and they do a bit of polling. They have a new poll out in the Axios Survey Monkey poll of key states. Here's the headline from Axios, which, by the way, leans left. Brutal poll. Democrats' Senate dream slips away. And that is largely because of two races. And one is that of Kevin Cramer versus Heidi Heitkamp. Kevin Cramer now with a five-point lead in this poll, up again in the poll, and he has a 52-47 lead over Senator Heidi Heitkamp. As an incumbent, you never want to be below 50. And as a challenger, to be over 50 is like, wow. You know, that's great. I don't have to rely on the undecideds here. So that is a little bit of new polling that I thought I would share with you from this morning as well. In that race, we're going to watch very closely between now and November, and certainly Senator Heitkamp, who decided not to attend the event last night. Kind of surprised me. But we have clips from the event if you missed it. We have reaction to it, and you can tell me what you're feeling today. Frank, you're up first when we come back.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Time for another conversation about wellness with Vince Webker at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. How do wellness and hot spring go together?
Well, every day made better, Scott. You know, every time you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and better relationally, emotionally beyond the water. And Hot Springs, I don't know if you knew this, invented the very first portable hot tub back in 1977. Since that time, we have done things that make it so you'll use it a lot. Like what we call better massage, better water, our ACE saltwater system, better energy. You know, where we live, I don't think the snow is ever going to stop. So it's a very energy efficient hot tub. And those three things alone really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not. And if you use it, every day made better, wellness, all the great things that come from it. So that's what we want. We want you to use this product.
If you've had a hot tub before and it was a hassle, it wasn't a hot spring. That's what I'll tell you. Price points. A lot of different models, right?
Yeah, they start at about $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. You cannot find a hot tub that doesn't meet your budget here.
And yes, exactly. Financing available as well, so remember that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll find them in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Bismarck and Minot, and now in Devil's Lake, too. And, of course, online, tell them Scott sent you. Use the ACE promo code. You'll save up to $2,000. No kidding. How's that for a great deal? At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, neighbor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Begin meeting with members of the Senate, which plays an essential role in this process. I will tell each senator that I revere the Constitution. I believe that an independent judiciary is the crown jewel of our constitutional republic. If confirmed by the Senate, I will keep an open mind in every case. and I will always strive to preserve the Constitution of the United States and the American rule of law. Thank you, Mr. President.
Brett Kavanaugh accepting the nomination of President Donald Trump last night, really saying all the right things and just a great picture. I mean, his wife and daughter, this is the whole story. I mean, his bio, as they say, which is really what you sell up there, right? Because it's hard for the senators to oppose him when people see, I mean, nice guy, nice family, I mean, good story. What makes it that much more difficult? We told you about the historical marker in Antler, and I've just got a text from a listener. They work once in a while. They work once in a while up here. So I did get text through. It says there's a sign on a power pole south of Strasburg that says, if a man says something alone in the woods, is he still wrong? Yeah, that's pretty good too. That's right up there. I like these historical markers. Keep them coming. All right, we're going to tell you about what's happening tonight. Free Steak Supper and Antler at the Memorial Park here with Pete Arts coming up in just a moment. First, Frank is on the road, and Frank, what's on your mind? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling fine. I just renewed my vows for another 40 years.
You did?
Been married for 40 years. I signed up for another 40.
You signed up for another 40. That's very nice of you. So 40th anniversary, you renewed the vows. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
It's a give and take, and sometimes you have to take. You can't always give. And, you know, vice versa. I mean, you got to work together at it. And have you ever seen the movie Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Long time ago.
Yeah, well, we're going to be seeing it all week on CNN and MSNBC and then Fox. Good guy, bad guy.
Good guy, bad guy. Who's the good guy according to CNN and MSNBC?
Well, Shane Kavanaugh. He'd be the good guy on Fox, but they're going to find every little thing that he ever thought, even.
Yeah, no, they sure are. You're absolutely right.
Well, I hope they'll be... No, hope no babies die after this deal.
Are you euphoric about this decision? Are you? You know, do you have a little extra bounce in your step today?
Well, you know, he sounds like a good guy. He's got a wife and two kids, and sounds like a pretty middle of the road guy. He's not really as conservative as they think he is, maybe. But as long as it's coming in this administration, he'll be conservative.
Thank you.
And then he'll maybe do what's right.
Yeah, exactly. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Chris is in Watford City, where there was some storm damage last night, and a lot of cleanup will follow. Chris, are you aware of what's happening up there?
Yeah, I just talked to Captain Ficken of the Sheriff's Office and checked in with Chief Doble and Sheriff Schwarzenberger. They've got a plan in place right now. About 130. I asked Captain Ficken for permission to call and give you a quick update while they get the Facebook update ready. He gave me a green light. So it's an unofficial update. About 130 people as of now are homeless because of this. An entire subdivision of modular homes has been shut down because of this. And so people are being taken into other people's homes, community centers, things like that. As far as volunteer response goes, They have asked specifically that volunteers check in at the, I'm looking up at the side, bear with me here, hold on, at the Watford City Assembly of God, where the Incident Command Center has been set up. But at this time, because of the damage and injuries and other things, the police have the subdivision on lockdown. And so the first responders and emergency workers can be in there working, the professionals can be in there. Today, later, they're going to allow tenants back in to recover their property. Please don't come in and volunteer until tomorrow, possibly, because it's a wholly owned by one company operation. They have to come up with a game plan before volunteers come in. So today is about recovery by professionals, and then later today, after professional reports and assessments have been made, the people who live there are going to be allowed in a controlled setting to recover their personal property. And then tonight, the area will be locked down to prevent looting. And then tomorrow, the recovery and response will be supported by the professionals, but they have to allow the owner of the property control as far as volunteers. While I was there to volunteer, a stream of people kept coming in. This is a great area. People were just coming in, getting their names on a list, when you need me, call. Groups, people from churches, the whole nine yards were coming in. And right now people are being asked to be patient and plan on offering their help tomorrow.
Makes sense. Do we know how many people were injured?
I just from official reports, multiple, I've heard three or four were life flighted after the initial first responders assessed them. Other than that, it's rumor mill. So I don't want to, speak unofficially about anything like that. That was in report by, I think, the Herald up in Williston. But other than that, they're not doing any public information work right now. They're still in, you know, rescue recovery mode at this point.
Chris, please keep us posted on how people can help. Obviously, right now is not a good time to flood the town, but there will be a time, especially with people homeless.
Red Cross has been contacted. So yeah. There's going to be, and multi-agencies from surrounding counties stepped up. This started at 2:30 this morning, 1:30, 2:30 this morning, and agencies responded fantastically. I mean, it's a great, the sheriff's office, the police department coordinated. Great organization, great professionalism. I don't doubt that lives were saved by the response of the volunteers and the professionals involved. So, watch Facebook as well. There'll be posts on the McKenzie County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and they'll get coordinated with that. So,
all right, keep us posted. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, prayers for the people. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. My goodness, that is a mess. Wahpeton had a similar situation, but a smaller, impact as far as damage is concerned last night as well. So to all the folks cleaning up from those storms, it's been one of those years where they just seem to be rolling through. Tornado last night in Watford City disrupting, well, he said 130 homeless. I mean, think about that. 130 people homeless. That is that does not happen every day anywhere in the United States. Very rare. So a tough situation there. Roger in Fargo, let me get you in here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, good morning, Steve. Hey, I just wanted to cover two real quick items. One is we make sure we don't buy into the left narrative on this Supreme Court pick, because whatever they say, they'd be saying no matter who we pick. But I think this is a good opportunity for us to show the contrast between how the left reacts and how the right reacted under 8 years under Obama. It's every time they open their mouth, I think they're alienating people in the center and even moderate Democrats. And I just think we have to keep pointing that out.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. I know there's this unhinged element of the left and Democrats that, I saw it firsthand for me at a event with Congressman Kevin Cramer and these women with these, vulgar hats on and the screaming and hollering and all but pea soup coming out of their mouth as their head spun around. It was just unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. And there is that element of the, extreme, the Democratic Party, left wing of the country, and I think you're right. I think it does turn people off. So better just to take the high road and watch it. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate the call. Talk to Pete next.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lengthy rescue operation has been completed in Thailand. All 12 members of a boys' soccer team and their coach, who got trapped inside a cave system by rising waters, have now been rescued, and all are said to be doing okay. President Trump is now airborne on his way to Europe for a more than week-long mission that starts with a NATO summit in Brussels, where he's again expected to tell allies they're not contributing enough. He said as he was leaving the White House,
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little, but we will work it out.
But European Council President Donald Tusk has a message for President Trump. He says, quit bad-mouthing NATO allies. He says, dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many anymore. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
We love being on the road. Always a great time. And we are in Antler, North Dakota today. Been talking about this for a while. Free steak supper tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Antler Memorial Park. It's a membership drive. And a meeting of the Botno and Renville County Farm Bureau. Prospective members are welcome. There's no obligation. Current Farm Bureau members encouraged to bring a non-member. There'll be a special guest here, including Governor Doug Burgum. So lots of reasons to come to the Antler Memorial Park tonight from 5 until 8 p.m. And I want to thank our sponsors, Gooseneck Implement. We're going to talk in a moment to Scott Tahidel about everything they're doing to partner with farmers. We were also thankful for Green Ag Services in Mohall, Borgalt Industries, Hefty Seed Company Mohall, Border Ag and Energy, and Northern Plains Equipment, your Case IH dealer. Pete Arts is here, and Pete is one of the organizers of this event and gets this thing going every year, and a board member as well of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So tell us a little bit about what you have planned today.
It's great to have you here, Scott. You know, you're here every day by the radio, but to have you in person, it's really an honor. Thanks for all you do for North Dakota farmers and the oil company for your voice. Today we have our annual event. We moved it to Antler 4 years ago. This is the fourth year we've had our picnic. Second year, this is our annual meeting. Third year, we're having our annual meeting. We used to have it in October. We feel we get more people here at our summer picnic. So come voice your concerns. I mean, it is a grassroots organization. If you have any concerns, please come here and tell us. We have our resolutions in October. We can get a resolution if somebody feels that strong about their issues. So come and enjoy, listen. You know, we're honored that Doug Burgum is coming. I know Daryl Lease is coming, our president of North Dakota Farm Bureau. Kelly Armstrong, who's running for Congress, is coming. And is Tom Bodine from the Ag Department. He's representing them. So we're honored to have you here, and we're really honored. I don't know if we've ever had a governor in Antler, North Dakota before, so we're pretty pumped.
What do you think the concerns will be raised tonight? What are folks most concerned about right now?
I know we have some water issues. I don't know if that'll be brought up tonight or not, but I know we're real awful proud we have the president we have right now in this area, and I know there's a lot of support for him. What he's done, what he's actually said he was going to do when he's on his campaign trail, he's actually done. I know there's a lot of people, you know, not real happy with him, but I think they got to get over that. Let's get behind this guy and see if we can make America great again. So as far as tonight, I don't know of any specific issue. I mean, it's their meeting. I mean, if you have an issue, please come. Don't stay at the elevator or the bar, so to speak, or complaint. Come, get it voiced, get it to a member or board member, whoever, and let's try fix it instead of complain about it. Let's fix it.
And there's usually pretty good, robust discussion and conversation at these deals, right?
Love it. I think that is so key. I know two years ago we had a guy here, that a farmer who was affected. I invited him up here, and the discussion he had was well received. And I mean, there are some issues. I know we've talked to you about the water issues we have here. We tried to get Interior Secretary Zinke here, but he's too busy. But maybe next year. I mean, I'm a kind of guy that, when somebody tells me no, I just work a little harder next year. So,
what about negotiation going on right now in the trade situation? What, you know?
I'm not opposed to it. I really ain't. I mean, some of the trade issues, we were at such an imbalance, and you cannot run a business at an imbalance like that. And if we got a guy at the trade table, that's the guy I want there. I think he's going to get us a good deal. Is it going to hurt for a little bit? Yeah, maybe it will. But we got such a problem in this country. We got to get down, and everybody's got to take a little hit right now to get it fixed. And if I got to take 30 cents less for my beans or 50, so be it. But I think a lot of the loss in the beans right now is the traders. You know, they got in on that. But as far as the trade issues, the tariffs and all that, I think we got the best guy at the table we could possibly have.
And what I find interesting about the whole debate is the status quo isn't exactly acceptable, right? I mean, we've not had the best trade deals. Farmers and ranchers seem to take the short end of the stick after every trade deal is cut, with different exceptions and exemptions and, you know, clauses and everything else. And now you have an opportunity to do it right. So I guess it's a case of either live with what you got or try and make it better, right?
And I think we got to, it's like my calf crop. I'm a farmer and rancher. You always try to make the next calf crop a little better than the last one. So these trade deals, let's try to get a better trade deal. I mean, the ones we had, it's not working. So I'm all for what the guy's doing.
What do you make of the hysteria over it?
It doesn't surprise me. I've never really been involved in politics, but I've been appalled since this guy got elected, how the media has just barbecued him. I mean, it's kind of sad. It's really sad. It's actually, they've actually divided the country, the media.
Yeah, it is hard to watch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seeing a little bit of it right now, as a matter of fact, with the Supreme Court nominee.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
More of the same, that's for sure. You know, when the crops look good, huh?
Yeah, we right here, we've been blessed with some nice rain. We get out of there, you know, 5 miles south. I mean, they had a 7-8 miles south of here, they've had a lot of hail. 3 and 4 storms, but for the most part, we've been blessed with moisture. I mean, in May, it was so dry, we didn't give anything for, I mean, we got a 30/100 rain during seeding, and it really forgave a lot of sins, I say, and I know we've been blessed. Some places, we've had too much, but I have cattle, so I need rain for the dugouts, so, yeah, it is what it is, and we're so thankful. What a great place to live, what a great country, and what a great place to be in North Dakota.
Well, thanks for having us up. Appreciate it very much. This is, you know, quite a place to do a radio show.
Yeah, and we're so tickled to have you, Scott. It means a lot. You know, you've got a connection here with some of the guys that went to New York City with you. And I know some of them are coming to give you a little jab later. So,
is that right? Well, yeah. That's good. Yeah. I'll take all the jabs I can get.
Yeah. And, you know, and once again, thanks to all our sponsors. Without the sponsors, this doesn't happen. And thanks for all the work Farm Bureau does. Every day they fight. I mean, it's a $50 membership. I mean, my God, we got the best people at the table every day. I think it's the best investment anybody can make, farmer or non-farmer. I mean, food. We spend less than 8% of our disposable income on food, and it's thank God for the farmers of America that do that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You get a lot of discounts, too,
yep,
with that. So, as you say, non-farmer, you know, yeah, members have saved just right along with everybody else. So.
You know, as far as farm bill, I mean, the farm bill affects everybody. I mean, it's cheap food. I mean, so if you can spend 7-8% of your disposable income on just food, you got the rest of your money to spend on jet skis and all the other stuff if you want to have fun or whatever. So.
Very nice. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
We'll get you to switch headsets there with Scott, and we'll bring Scott over here as well. Pete Arts, by the way, Farm Bureau, North Dakota Farm Bureau board member, planned this event. We're taking in today the supper tonight, 5 until 8 p.m. at Antler Memorial Park. Governor Burgum, Kelly Armstrong, and a host of others will be here. Daryl Lease, the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and North Dakota Ag Department representative as well, Tom Bodine, will be here tonight. So come on in and take it in. We're looking forward to it. Pete mentioned the sponsors. We want to thank them. One of them is our next guest, Gooseneck Implement as well. And Scott Heidel is here. Scott is the store manager of Gooseneck Implement. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
Great. Glad to be here.
So do you agree with what Pete said, that the farmers are pretty happy right now with that crop out there?
Yeah, there's been some challenges, and there always is, but all in all, it started out looking not so good, but boy, we've had some moisture, and driving around the country now, things are looking pretty good, Scott.
Yeah, amazing. And unfortunately, same case all around the world. So prices aren't exactly where they need to be, right?
Right. Yeah, we talk about that every day. I hear it every day, you know, but, you know, we just got to work our way through that, and farmers are a resilient group, and somehow or another, we always find a way to get the next year.
How would you describe their mood? What emotion would they have most right now?
Right now, it's there's a lot of, you know, it's there, and it's we're right on the cusp. And this time of year, you know, it's there's a lot of positivity. You know, the market going down, it's affected everybody's decisions. And locally, we've had our fair share of moisture and weather up here, but we always do. And but I think they're kind of cautiously optimistic. You know, right now, you know, this farming game is it's big money and big numbers, and we're kind of trying to get our early orders, you know, our best discounts, so manufacturers can figure out what they're going to make and going forward. And, you know, there's a lot of, let's see until I get it in the bin, but there's a lot of optimism. There is.
That's good to hear. That's for sure, without question. What do you want us to know about Gooseneck Implement? What you guys are up to these days?
You know, we've been around here for, I guess the company started in 1974, and we've expanded. You know, we're a big partner with all of our, you know, our local guys here, and it's a great company. We got 300, you know, full-time employees now, and we just added on to our company, or we're in working on it, and we're going to go add some more stores in southern North Dakota and South Dakota, and it's a growing company, and it's all about our people. That's what it's about. Everybody makes good iron, but it's the people and the service that we offer, and just partnering with the producers.
And when you say partner with the producers, you know, give me an example of that. How do you feel as though you're in partnership with these guys?
Well, you know, it's not just go out there and you know, we talk about what we're going to do in 1 year, 5 years, maybe 10, and you know, we try to build a plan on equipment needs, because that's what we're about, sales and service. You know, the biggest thing is our service after the sale, and you know, just we're looking forward. You know, we're already talking about equipment for next year and maybe the following year, and just you know, they got a big toolbox. It's in their you know, the big sheds. You know, it's a different game. A contractor might have a toolbox in his pickup. These guys got an 80 by 200 shed with their tools in it, and you know, we just need to keep up with the technology and stuff.
And technology has been a game changer, hasn't it?
Oh, it certainly has. Yeah, you know, our equipment and just the efficiency. You know, we used to kind of drive around here and overlap the 3, 4, 5 feet. Heck, now we're mad if we're overlapping a foot. You know, just the efficiencies and the input costs, you know, just the savings and the it makes them more and more efficient.
And the technology is one thing, knowing how to use it to the maximum efficiencies, the next thing, that's where you guys help too, right?
Absolutely. We've got a dedicated department of data management team and NIS and even agronomists, you know, for scouting, and we write prescriptions, variable rate. We help the producers get the data and turn it into useful data. I guess, you know, everybody, we've been making this stuff for years, and we're just finally starting to use our data to the potential that it's there.
Fascinating. Scott, good to see you. Appreciate the update on how things are going, and our best to everybody at Gooseneck.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Scott Heidel from Gooseneck Implement, one of our sponsors of our broadcast here today from Antler, North Dakota, and want to thank the others, including Green Ag Services in Mohall, Hefty Seed Company in Mohall, Borgholt Industries, Border Ag and Energy, and Northern Plains Equipment, your Case IH dealer, our sponsors of our broadcast here. And also, don't forget tonight, the membership drive, the free steak supper at Antler Memorial Park is from 5 to 8 p.m. Governor Burgum, Kelly Armstrong, and others will be here to answer your questions and have a good Q&A and conversation. So come on up, have a steak, and some chatter tonight. More from Antler Memorial Park after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here from What's On Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book. The book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thousand Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy,
from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Garrett Thomason's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorleson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorleson story. You'll love it.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Is not a judge's political views, but whether they can set aside those views to do what the law and the Constitution require.
Simple as that. And yet you'll hear so much about the beliefs of Brett Kavanaugh, not his actual record as a judge for what? Over 10 years, I believe. He went on in 2006 to D.C. Court of Appeals after being nominated in 2003, so those games have continued a long time. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, oh so important. When you think about the reliability of energy in North Dakota, hot days, imagine no AC, cold days, imagine no heat, right? It's pretty important. Plus affordable, very important for your bottom line and the economy. We have affordable, reliable energy here. Do you want to keep it? I do too. How do you do it? Simple. clean, beautiful coal. The lignite industry contributes mightily in the way of economic impact, employees, families, well taken care of, and that affordable, reliable energy. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Breaking news, President Trump has pardoned the ranchers whose arrest led to the armed occupation of that wildlife refuge. The Hammonds. Remember the Hammonds? Dwight and Stephen Hammond, the father and son cattle ranchers. That was in Oregon, if you remember. And it was a bad deal. It was a bad deal all around. You had, in my mind, some very crooked people that did not follow the law in convicting those individuals. So the president pardons them. That's fantastic. And the other big news today, and I have been just obsessed with this story because the complexity of it amazed me that you had these 12 soccer players, youngsters, in a cave for 2 weeks with their coach. They're all out. They're all out. 2 week ordeal in a flooded mountain cave. And, they had to learn to swim. They had to use the breathing mask. It's just amazing. So what a great story to know that they were out. That is great. Texter says, I was married in Antler 31 years ago at the community church. I love that little town. Well, thanks for sending that. We're glad to be here in Antler today, for sure. Fantastic news. Remember to give a shout-out to the great teeny tiny town of Antler for being mentioned on the Rachel Maddow show. For their protest on June 29th of Trump's policy of separation of children from their parents. There's some great people in Antler. Interesting. I don't remember that. But I think this texter is glad that there were people protesting that in Antler. I'll have to do a little checking on that. Yeah. Thanks for the text, though. Where did that 8% food number come from? In a low-wage state like North Dakota, as the net pay number comes down, that 8% on food goes up. Food is only cheap on what they pay the grower, not the grocery shopper. All right. Don't know the answer to that, but we'll check with Pete and our friends from the Farm Bureau that will be here today. Here's a texter. This is Sheila. I pulled over in Washburn on my way to Minot just to send a text to Scott. I feel happy and hopeful today. I think our president made an excellent pick with Brett Kavanaugh. He's clearly a man of faith and great integrity. I love listening to your show. Well, Sheila, you made our day. Unbelievable. You pull over just to send us a text. Thank you very much, and I love the sentiment. Happy and hopeful today. That was my question of the day. How do you feel, folks? How do you feel after this nomination? It's very easy just to take it as one other event and a whole lot of events in a political world that is topsy-turvy. I'd encourage you to step back a little bit and think about what this means. The age of Brett Kavanaugh, the time he will be on the court, the difference that will make, and how different it could have been, but for a few votes swaying things in favor of Hillary Clinton. Don't take it for granted. And also, it's important to be, I think, strong, resilient, happy, hopeful, all of those things to weather what will come between now and the expected vote late September while the conversations with members of the Senate are going on. Todd, do you have a couple of the clips of these individuals who are not too happy today about President Trump's pick, Kavanaugh? By the way, they had signs that say, we oppose blank, and then you had to fill in the blank because they were going to oppose whoever the nominee was.
Right.
Yeah, so we know that, but they were pretty much hysterical last night. I think we have a few clips of...
And John, and everyone's alluding to tonight, the left is already in full resistance mode over Judge Kavanaugh. Left-wing agitators and politicians began protesting his nomination in front of the Supreme Court almost as soon as President Trump made the announcement.
We must ensure that we defeat Brett Kavanaugh. All our rights are...
He is a dangerous man who will endanger our fundamental freedom.
This just must not become the next justice on the Supreme Court. And what that will take is all of us fighting as hard as long as we can.
We won't stand for any nominee, no
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Quite the catchy
You're
tune.
A poet. I didn't know it.
Yeah, I think that the Dangerous Man one was, they were talking about you, Todd. It wasn't Brett Kavanaugh. I think somehow got that mixed in there. But that's what we're going to be up against, folks. Get used to it. Ignore it. Let it go right over your head. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim at IndieBlackPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.